Case number 10,009.
It's March the 5th.
I mean, March the 5th, I'm sorry. Thank you, I need to be corrected. I said that just a minute ago, too, didn't I? Thank you.
Case number 10,942, Wyatt F. and Elizabeth A. Hammond, east of Route 16, Brock Hill Road, east of Bayfront Road, being Lot 49, Block 12, within Brock Hill Beach Development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Mr. Chairman,
Before we get started, I do want to bring to the board's attention that I believe I have a conflict of interest on this application, as our office has represented the applicant in the past and some dealings with this property. If there are any questions that were to come up, I have spoken with Vince Robertson. He was unavailable to be here tonight. He is the assistant county attorney. He did say he'd be willing to answer any questions that the board may have. I don't believe that would preclude you from rendering a decision tonight, but if there were any questions that would come up, I'd ask that you hold off on making any decisions until Mr. Robertson has had a chance to get back to the board.
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Wyatt F. Hammond, 1111 North DuPont Boulevard, Milford, Delaware.
Can you raise your right hand? Swear or affirm that all the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Robert Nash, 634 Abbott Drive, Milford, Delaware.
Can you swear or affirm that all the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
For the record, Mark Dunkel with Parkowski, Gurk & Swayze, 116 West Water Street, Dover. I'm happy to be here, Mr. Chairman, and members of the Board of Adjustment on behalf of the Hammonds. I summarized my remarks on the 5 points for variance, and I just wanted to hand them in and pass them out if that would help.
Sure. If you hand them to the secretary, you appreciate that.
I'd like to give these back. Those were extra.
You have one of the remarks attached as a color photograph. I guess it's a Google-type photograph, but I think you have a larger version of that, hopefully, in your file. And it's what's up here on the top of the board. And below is the drawing before you for the variance request. And just a tiny bit of background, because I know you've got a full agenda tonight. The Hammonds were here back in 2009, and the board was kind enough to grant side and front yard variances back then. As you may recall or know from the reading the record from that hearing, this house, they had a house at Broadkill Beach, and it was a pretty severe storm, and they basically lost the house. They had to eventually tear it down. The footprint of that house is shown on the plan. In 2009, they came and asked to build a new structure, about 3,100 or so square feet. I call it the roundhouse, but it's sort of an octagonal-shaped structure. And the board agreed with the five factors that night and agreed to 19.9-foot front yard setback variance of 19.9 feet. And then one side about 7.2, one side yard, and the other 6.9. So reduce those 10 foots by 6.9 and 7.2, and then the 30 foot by 19.9. But Hammonds have tried to do everything just by the letter, all carrying this all the way through, not go out and build something and then ask forgiveness, you know, do it right. Well, then they went to DENREC. And so we just got finished with DENREC after 2009 because they're quite interested in structures that you build at the beach. So the bottom line from going to DENREC was that they basically eliminated about 50% or more of this lot and pushed the structure back quite a bit. And it's also, we've lost 1,000 square feet of living space. So we're down to around 2,100 square feet of living space. And then the new proposed structure, we're back behind this mean high water line where before we were out in front of it, and the original structure was way out in front of it. So we've had to come back and are pleased to come back to you to make the case again for a variance. But we've got a smaller footprint on tonight's application. And the request tonight then is a front yard setback variance of 25 feet, which would leave 5 feet. Last time it was about 6, so now it would be 5 at the corner. And then no variance from, I would call, the northern side yard, looks like left if you're looking at the drawing, left side of the lot. That stays 10 feet, but still 7 feet off of that one side yard to the south, which is next to the vacant vacant lot. So that would leave a 3-foot setback, and the last time we were here, that was around 3.3 or something of that nature. So we're sort of close to the last time, but it's a different animal because this is a more traditional shape house. It's a conservative, basically a two-story with a gable house, not round. And that would allow the Hammonds to have about a 2,000 square foot house. What I would like to do is ask first the surveyor, Mr. Nash, to come up, and I'd kind of like to run him through a few questions to build that record for you and obviously answer any questions you might have after that. Mr. Nash, if you could come up, and you've already been sworn.
Yes.
And if you're more comfortable, if you want to go over to the, if the mic will still pick him up.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And first of all, just for the record, Mr. Nash, do you agree and with all the facts that I've represented to the board tonight, and would you adopt that representation as your testimony as well?
Yes, I would.
All right. And
excuse me, Mr. Dunkel. Mr. Nash, would this be helpful to you?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. And if, first off, if you could just sort of outline for the board the statutory, if you will, building setback line for this lot, if this was a standard lot in Sussex County.
This is a standard lot. This would be the front yard setback. This would be the side yard setback. And on this side, of course, the new structure would be within that setback.
All right. So, but the line goes would actually continue all the way out.
It goes all the way back here.
All right.
But
let me ask you the next question. Now, with the request from DENRAC, can you show for the board where the mean high water line is, which is basically where they said you can't build beyond? If you could just outline that.
This line across here is the mean high water line.
Okay. So you agree that basically at least more than 50% of the lot is basically lost from construction right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then let's go to the two setbacks you're asking. The front yard setback, again, if you could just show that line, which is the true the front setback line right now.
Here's the true front setback line.
Okay.
This is what we're requesting.
Okay. And this corner, I'm going to point to this corner, is the 5-foot, the corner of the structure.
Yes.
Back in. And then what you have superimposed under that, the crosshatch, that was the footprint of the original structure, correct?
It was.
Okay. So the original structure was actually closer to the street, or it's really an alley, than what we're proposing.
Yes.
Okay. And you can see that up here on this, on the color. The red outline is the original structure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. And Mr. Nash, if we didn't have this front yard setback, and we've got this pushback line, this mean high water line from DENRAC, would you agree it doesn't really leave much of a footprint to build any kind of usable structure?
I would agree, yes.
Okay. And that would basically leave you this odd-shaped trapezoid, I guess you'd call it, right here that I've outlined with my finger?
Exactly.
All right. And we've talked, if you squared that off to a rectangle, it leaves you with about roughly 15 by 30 feet?
Something like that.
Okay,
yes.
Which is not really much of a house, no matter how hard you try. All right, so would you agree, Mr. Nash, in your experience, that this particular lot here on the bay with the mean high water line, DENRAC building line, the bayfront nature of the property is an odd shaped, unique, and physically and topographically impacted space?
Yes, sir.
All right. And would you also agree that it's not your run of the mill 5,600 square foot lot out in Sussex County? And in your opinion, does that make it almost impossible to meet the standard building setbacks that you show on the lot?
Yes.
Okay. And in your opinion, is this the proposed setback variance and this proposed footback a reasonable and practical accommodation from those conditions?
Yes, sir.
All right. And would you also agree that what's proposed here, a single-family residence, is in keeping with the character of this neighborhood, this community?
Yes.
Okay. And if you look at the color picture, would you agree if that the actual footprint of the proposed house is also, you know, in proportion, in keeping with what's already built out there in that community.
Yes, I would agree. It's in fact a little bit smaller than some of the other ones.
Okay. And Mr. Nash, would you also agree that this is really the minimum variance request that you need to be able to build on this lot? You're not asking for too much?
I would agree that we're not asking for too much.
Okay. Also, you've reviewed the variance plan. You actually prepared the 2009 variance plan, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you heard my representations that these requests are not a whole lot different than the last time around.
No, they're
not. Okay. Except this structure is about 1,000 square feet living space less than what was approved the last time. Okay, you need to speak in the microphone so they pick that up. All right. To your knowledge, this hardship that's imposed by this lot, the storm that damaged the house and the den rec line, was nothing at all caused by the Hammonds.
No.
The Hammonds have done nothing by their conduct to cause the need for these variances. Okay. All right. I would like to ask Wyatt Hammond to come up and answer a couple of questions. Thank you, Mr. Nash. You can stand right here. And Wyatt, again, you've been sworn. And do you agree and adopt as your testimony the representations I've made on your behalf to the Board of Adjustment tonight?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure you're anxious to actually start building a house on the lot.
Yes, we are.
Okay. And have you, as I said, have you been patiently proceeding through the state, the Deneric office, trying to get all the approvals that are required for you to legally build out there?
Yes, this has been a long process, and 2009 was, we were actually working on it before 2009, and we believe in following all of the regulations and all the laws. That's what one of our businesses is trucking regulations. So, you know, I'm not unfamiliar with coming before a board and making sure that we do it right rather than looking back and saying, ooh, can I have permission?
All right. And after the fact. That's factor number three. I just wanted to cover that because the Supreme Court has paid particular attention to that factor recently in Sussex County. So you've done nothing to cause the need for this variance, and you, every step of the way, have been complying with the law and asking permission.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Asking permission rather than forgiveness.
Right.
Okay. Now, I did want to just mention that the house is still in design, and so the board understands. We show in the back a little cantilever deck. It's still within the 5-foot setback line. That deck is probably going to go away, and that may become either a big closet space or even an elevator space for an elevator in the house. It wouldn't go down to the beach. But it's a design feature. It doesn't change the 5-foot setback, but I just wanted to let the board know that might change. And then there wouldn't be any decks facing the neighbors. Because the Hammonds, and this is correct, you hopefully are building a home that you can retire to, correct?
Actually, not just retire to, but live permanently as soon as we get it built.
Okay, so you're trying to plan ahead.
Yes.
And, Mr. Chairman, I would just ask that my executive summary be made a part of the record. I believe that you certainly have this drawing already.
Yes.
I believe you have this color drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to put the board in the record. And
yes, sir, we do have those.
We would stand for...
And we have your standards for the granting of the variance that, you know, also.
All right. And I know everybody just thrilled to hear lawyers go on and on, so I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
And
then
if you have any questions, we're ready for questions and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
You were saying about that deck. Could you explain that again, the deck and the elevator?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right.
The drawing shows a cantilever deck
right
off the back. That deck would be filling the footprint in the setback, the 5-foot setback line. But in looking at it, the Hammonds would really rather prepare for the future so they can, what we call, age in place in the home when they get older, and they might want to put an elevator in that home in the future.
All right.
And it'd be like a giant chimney chase until you filled it with an elevator. So I just wanted to let you know it might look a little bit different. I don't think it makes any difference for your consideration of the setback, but I didn't want you to think we were doing a switcheroo on the plan.
Appreciate that.
So that's what that one does.
I have another question. What is the mean high water line? What is that 1.9? Is that the height of the
at sea level
water line? Just for
We'll ask the more qualified witness to.
That is the elevation of the high water line that is derived through a 19-year study of the tide gauge at Lewis, which was extrapolated to this area.
Has nothing to do with 100-year.
No.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the flood.
Because that's what I'm familiar with. The high water line is 1.9 tenths of a foot. Is that correct?
Yeah, almost 2 feet above sea level.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Above sea level.
It does answer. If I could have Bob ask the next question, though, the house itself is way above the flood level.
Flood plain?
Could you give the numbers on that?
Yeah, the base flood elevation at this site is 13, I believe. It's in a VE zone, which is considered a wave action zone. And the base flood elevation is 13. And I believe right now we're looking at about 15 for the lowest horizontal member.
Okay.
The house is that 14 to 15?
Yeah.
It won't be below.
It has to be at or higher.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Berger. Fine. Mr. Berger.
What do you do with the sewer? Is that a main sewer in this place, or?
That's a septic holding tank, which is what's required now in the VE zone, is to have, we can't have septic systems traditional. They have to be holding tanks. They have to also be enclosed in anti-buoyancy and surrounded by sheet piles.
And to follow up on that, you might catch it on the drawing that you have, our neighbor to the, or has that holding tank installed.
So
we're doing exactly the same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
Yes. No more questions.
Okay. That was my question, but you answered it.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
So the, I believe you said the variance request was very similar to the November, or the 2009 application. Is that correct?
It is. The house is a different shape, and so the requests is a little bit different. But it's very, very similar within inches and feet of the last time we were here. That's correct.
Less or more?
It's less on one side, but more on the front yard. It's the front yard requested 25 feet, and the last time it was almost 20 feet.
Okay, and that's a result of Denerec's building restriction law.
That's exactly right. It pushed us this way. That's exactly right.
Taking back 50%, if I understand, of what building the buildable lot that you had, but then pushing you back. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's probably even more than that, but it's at least 50.
It's a good start, though.
Yeah, it's at least 50.
Oh, from the last one, I'm just trying to get it.
Yeah, it's pretty substantial. I did have one technical request, just in case. The Sussex County Code has a special variance. It's in the same list of variance powers that you have. If you're going to build leeward or seaward of the mean high water line. Now, we're not, except we do have this deck here, and the deck's cantilevered, so it's not on pilings. You know, it projects out over that line.
Okay.
So, you know, being obsessive as I probably am as a lawyer, I'd like to ask for that variance as well, just in case someone considers that a structure. I don't think it is, because it's up in the air and it's not down on the ground. But it's section 159, 189G, and essentially that was granted the last time we were here, because the last time we were here, the proposed house really was beyond that line. So you've already granted it, but I just wanted to, as a cleanup, ask, just in case this deck is considered a structure, I wouldn't want to have to come back just to put on this whole show just for that. I don't think to take up your time.
Say, that's not in the, okay.
So this got changed because of the water, the lines. That's why you had to come back now?
Well,
what made it change?
The short, not the 4-year, 3-year story, but the short story is Denrec's got two different divisions that tell you what you can do out on the beach and and one was okay with it and one wasn't.
So that's what held you guys up?
We ended up with a compromise.
I hope that's what's held up from that line to now.
So oh, now they agree now.
They agree.
They agree.
Yeah, and we came up with this proposal, and the Hammonds are okay with it, compromise on it too. So, and
so from this point on, if you're successful, you're ready to go forward, and all the hurdles are behind you.
Yes, yes, I'm anxious to build.
Okay, I can imagine. All righty.
And we appreciate your time. And unless you have any more questions,
let me see. Do you have further questions?
No.
Do you have any further questions? Okay, I have no further questions.
We'll sit down and see if there's
any
more.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four, five. Five in favor, it's present tonight. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Direct with the office received a letter in opposition, which you have been provided with.
Okay, that one letter.
Yes.
Okay.
By Joseph Nadeau.
Okay, one letter in opposition, and five here this evening is in favor. Okay, hearing no.
Susan, does he live next to it? Do you know where he lives?
Excuse me.
He lives at 1104 North or 1104 N South Bayshore Drive. That's all I know.
Okay.
Which
can we
is
ask the applicant?
He can show you on the photo if that would help.
Yes.
Where he lives.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Please do.
This is his house. You said Mr. Nadeau, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau Jr.
This is his house right here.
Okay.
So he's back. Okay.
Last time he was against that too, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Same gentleman.
Same gentleman.
Yep, same gentleman against it last time. Basically the same. I was like, well, you get done. Basically the same.
Same, okay.
Same concern. Okay. All right, been hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,942 for the following reasons. The hardship wasn't created by the applicant. The property use is unique in shape. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The lot was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and the variance sought is minimum variance to afford relief. And also the encroachment in, I believe, into the high water portion of the variance approved that also.
Okay. Making that part of that motion then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then do I have a second to that motion?
Second, for the same reason that were stated.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers, a second by Mr. Workman, that we will approve case number 10,942. Again, then, Mr. Rickers?
Yes.
Okay. Mr.
Yes,
Mr. Hussle.
Yes.
And for the reasons that have so, it has been stated, and for the presentation for this evening, this case hasn't changed that much. So I vote yes. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 10,942 is approved.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Yes, sir.